Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. You may be seated. We enter, as the passage said, into great contemplation of those acts by which we receive our redemption and our salvation. Holy Week is a wonderful opportunity to enter into that divine drama which we read about in Scripture. And over the course of the next week, we'll move from one event to the next as we walk the way of the cross and we follow the way of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I've always thought on this day, the fewer words that are said by me rather than the liturgy itself speaking was always very powerful. But I want to reiterate the fact that we move from one event to another. It's pretty clear that when we begin outside, everybody's, you know, in a happy mood. We're going to get ready to walk around the block and waving your things. And that was exactly the mood in Jerusalem when Jesus entered in great triumph. The people thought that finally their true Redeemer, the King that they had sought for a long time, had entered into triumph. And soon they would be freed from Roman rule, and they would have their sovereignty, and their lives would just be peachy keen and wonderful. And so they waved the palm branches and proclaimed, you know, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, Hosanna in the highest. But what begins in great triumph just a few days later ends in great tragedy. And Passion Sunday, the Sunday of the Passion, Palm Sunday, encapsulates for us those events, the entry in great triumph of Jerusalem of our Lord himself. And then a few days later, probably many of the same voices that proclaimed him to be King of Kings and Lord of Lords, you know, blessed is he who comes in the name of David, the same ones who cried out, crucify him, crucify him, crucify him. So the triumph turns from joy to tragedy. Back in the 70s and the 80s, I used to watch a show, maybe some of you remember, the ABC Wide World of Sports. Anybody remember that? Jim McKay, you know, had that neon yellow jacket that he wore all the time. And the opening of that particular show showed a bunch of scenes from various sporting events. There was all of the triumph and the victory. You know, there was the boxer who won and the weightlifter who pressed the, you know, the big thing and the drama of the human saga. And the line read out, you know, the thrill of victory and the agony of defeat. And the agony of defeat was exemplified by the young Yugoslavian skier tumbling down the ski slope, you know, the ski jump thing. And having stood at the foot of one of the ski jump slopes at Lake Placid, and you look up, you can't even imagine, you know, what that's about. But he was okay. I found a YouTube video many years later of Jim McKay saying he walked away with bruises and a few, you know, scrapes and a minor concussion, was in the hospital for a day. But at that point in time, it looked absolutely awful. The thrill of victory turned into the agony of defeat. That could easily be the motto for Passion Sunday, Palm Sunday. Those who thought that the great triumph had come would be the ones that provoke great tragedy upon our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I invite you, as we're invited at the beginning of Lent on Ash Wednesday, to participate and partake, not as bystanders, but as participants in the life of our Lord for the next few days, to walk with him the way of the cross, to walk the way to the upper room, to receive the Eucharist as the disciples did, to have their feet washed. On Good Friday, to enter into that darkness, that solemn moment in which our Lord offered himself in great suffering and great passion for the redemption of our sins. And on to Holy Saturday, in which that triumph returns, but yet we need to move through the darkness of the first part of the service of the great vigil of Easter. Liturgy, in a sense, is divine drama. It's living out and remembering the events of our Lord's life, both the good and the bad, both the triumphs and the tragedy. But the paradox for us as Christians is that tragedy leads to triumph for us. Because as our Lord and Savior suffered and died upon the cross for the forgiveness of our sins and for the gift of eternal life, we become the victors. We become the victors through his resurrection. But before we get to that moment of resurrection, of life, and of hope, we need to walk the way of darkness. We need to walk the way that our Lord himself does and did. So I invite you in the days ahead to make an effort. We have services on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and then Maundy, Thursday, Good Friday, and Holy Saturday before we get to Easter. I assure you, if you make even a minor effort to be part of those and to partake, the spiritual benefit and reward, I'm pretty sure, will be wonderful and amazing. And in the meantime, what you can bring to the foot of the cross, and then in and on to the empty tomb of Easter Day, are those triumphs and tragedies that we each experience in our own lives, knowing that all things by the cross of Christ and by his sacrifice and by his passion are redeemed. And so let us walk together the way of the cross, that we may find it none other than the way of life, of peace, and of hope.